What do a gibbon, a sloth, and a newt have in common? One, you're going to see them in today's show. Two, researchers are concerned they might never be seen again. This is CNN Student News. A moment of silence in New York City, part of a day of memorials paying tribute to the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Across the country yesterday, Americans paused to remember and reflect on the impact of that day in the country and the world. In New York, family members and others read the names of the more than 2,700 people who were killed when two hijacked planes crashed into the World Trade Center. A new high-rise building is under construction at the site. This large American flag was displayed at the Pentagon. 184 people died there 11 years ago when another hijacked plane crashed into the building. And a ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where a fourth plane crashed after passengers fought back against the hijackers. On the 11th anniversary of this devastating attack, politics were set aside. Leaders talked about the country's determination and honored the victims and their loved ones.
No matter how many years pass, no matter how many times we come together on this hallowed ground, know this, that you will never be alone. Your loved ones will never be forgotten. They will endure in the hearts of our nation because through their sacrifice, they helped us make the America we are today.
More than a decade has now passed since that day of tragedy, but the visions and the events are seared in the memory of every American. We remember those who died. We marvel at the courage of those who stormed the cockpit when they became aware of the malevolent purpose of the hijackers. We hold up in prayer the families and friends who've lived in a shadow cast by grief.
A lot of changes happened after the 9/11 attacks, like security checks at airports. Shoes off, laptops out, hands up for a body scan. It's led to longer lines, but one organization is working on ways to speed things back up without decreasing the amount of security. The idea is for this, a futuristic checkpoint. As a passenger walks through, technology runs a security scan. The goal is for better security and fewer lines, but some experts say it'll take time and testing before this technology can be relied on.